study tonight on hitting the target. Last week we talked about Acts 1:8, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth. We talked about the power, the promise, the preaching, and the producing. So tonight we're going to continue with our study on hitting the full circle church, hitting the target. Tonight we're going to look at answering the call. Answering the call. Scripture reference the Lord has given me is Romans 10. It's familiar, so let's go to Romans 10 tonight. Let me say something to you. Not everybody is an evangelist, but everybody is expected to share the gospel. So don't think that an evangelist is the one that shares the gospel. The evangelist is the one that stirs people up to share the gospel. Hello? So when you look at that, you say, am I a child of God? Mark, wait, let's start there. Am I a child of God? Then God has an expectation for me to share his love with others. Amen? How many are expecting something from the Lord? Come on, come on. How many are expecting something from the Lord? Guess what? He's expecting something from you. Huh? Amen. So when he says in verse number 14, he says, how then shall they call upon him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Now, a preacher isn't the five-fold ministry. It's apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher, not preacher. Everyone's a preacher. If you're a child of God, you're a preacher. You're a peculiar creature preacher. You know, God gave all of us unique personalities so that we can minister to people through our personality. And he only created one like you. There isn't another one like you. Amen. Sometimes you look in the mirror and you say, thank you. No, you know, I can get that. But again, the Lord just laid this on my heart about hitting the target with Full Circle Church. It isn't just about coming in here. God wants to reach this community. God wants to reach this nation. God wants to reach this world with the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And if we truly believe that he's returning soon, we better get about the Father's business. Amen. Amen. So first we're going to look at answering last week was answering the call, but tonight we're going to look at answering the call. Last week was the anointing of the servant, excuse me. This week is answering the call. First, I want to look at the simple nature in Romans 3:23. This is your memorization verse. Let me ask you something. How hard is it to memorize one sentence? Hello? So if he says to us, study to show yourselves approved, the workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So when he is saying that, hey, when we're recognizing that we're hearing the gospel, that he says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. So when we look at that, that's not too difficult, is it? Repeat after me. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Look at that. You already memorized it. Amen. How many know this? Wait a minute. I want to speak to you about something for a moment because the Holy Spirit is unctioning me to do that. The Holy Spirit will unction you to speak when it's time to speak and what to say. Amen? In other words, we're allowing the Spirit of God to guide us and direct us. Amen? We're not trying to raise up some robots to go into the Shenandoah Valley and win the community. Amen? It's operated and moved by the Spirit of God. Amen? And guess what? No one comes to the Father but by the Son, and no one comes to the Son except the Father draws them. And when the Lord leads you to someone, He is drawing them to Him. Amen? So when I was looking at that, the Lord reminded me of the darkness. Go back to Genesis chapter 6. Genesis 6, verse number 5. The Word of God says, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. Verse number 8, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. In other words, what we're doing, we're showing that we're sharing the love of God in the ministry of grace. It's not earned or deserved. It's not merited. No, it didn't earn it, but God saw and had grace on him. So with that in mind, there's the deception in 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1, verse number, we'll begin to read with verse number 5. He says this, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. For what? For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. Secondly, tonight, the free gift. Romans chapter 6. Verse number 23. He says, for the wages of sin, or the payment for sin, is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. This is your memorization verse for man is a sinner and heaven is free. A pointer finger. Amen. Repeat after me. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Look at that. You already memorized it. You know, the apostle says, study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. As we deposit the word in our hearts and lives, the Holy Spirit will bring it to remembrance.
That's right.
Yeah. Most of the time, what keeps people from sharing God's love with the lost is the fear of rejection. Just get it in your heart. They're not rejecting you. They're rejecting him. And guess what? He can take it. Amen. You can't. Hello? How many like rejection in here? Anybody? How many don't like rejection in here? Hallelujah. Amen. So he tells us in Romans, the windfall, in Romans chapter 5, verse 15. He says, but not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, have abounded unto many. So that brings us to the works, and go with me to Ephesians chapter 2. If works weren't involved, we would never do nothing for the kingdom of God. Amen? Begin to read verse number 7. He says that in the ages to come, he might shew the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace you were saved through faith. It's that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. But verse number 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen. So, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death. Then we're going to look, thirdly, is the agape love. And what the agape love, or the unconditional love, is the gift, God's gift. God is love. God is love. I love that when the Lord gave me that with the extended hands of God, because he's in the center of all things and he's the tallest finger. And the world sees that finger as something dirty, but we see something, that finger as something representing love. He's in the center of all things. Amen? Because we don't play the world's nasty games. We were in the world, but we're not there any longer. Amen? So John 3:16. How many know John 3:16? All right. So why do you think God would sit that right in the middle for memorization for sharing the gospel? Because everyone knows it. It's so powerful. Amen. He says in verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Repeat after me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Look at that. We've already memorized it. In school nice tonight. Amen. You know what? The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. Amen. You know? Can we get happy? Amen. Come on. Come on. If we got Jesus, we should be the happiest people on earth. Because no matter what we're facing, we know we read the end of the book and it's only temporary. And we know this too shall pass. Hallelujah. Amen. And then he says, greater things have I have for you. Amen. Hallelujah. So with the love here, I have the prophecy of Jeremiah 31. I read this to some family friends the other night. My family, whether they claim me or not, they claim me. Yeah. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 31:3. The Lord have appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you. Amen. We sing that song a lot. I'm not going to sing it to you because I want you to stay and come back. No, I'm going to sing it. Me and my partner's going to sing one Sunday here before too long. On Wednesday evening. Look out. The place is going to be packed. People will be coming from the nations to hear us sing. She's a darling. The provision I have in Ephesians chapter 2. He wants to deposit this in us because there's no bad. Amen? How many know it's difficult to try to get your parents? How many of you know it's difficult to get your children to do some things sometimes? So as a spiritual parent, I know it's difficult to get the children to do things sometimes. Hello? Amen. I was one of those kids. But Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 4, he says, "But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, have quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved." So we have man is a sinner, heaven is free, God is love. The third one will be the redeeming sacrifice. The redeeming sacrifice, Isaiah 53. Repeat after me, say, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord have laid on him the iniquity of us all." Amen. So the price has been paid. Amen. I want you to understand something. I've been out witnessing, sharing Christ, where in a moment they were cursing me and saying ugliness to me, and then watched the Holy Spirit touch them, and then there was a receptivity, and the gospel came, and they turned their lives around. God wants you to understand that there's power in the Word. The power of God does it. We don't do it. I can't save anybody. I can't even save myself, much less anyone else. Amen. So one of the things he wants us to get a hold of is the salvation in Hebrews chapter 9, verse number 28. He said, "So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation." Then I'm going to look a little bit here in our walk with the Lord, the sanctification in 1 Peter chapter 2. How many know we're all a work in progress? How many know that no one's arrived yet? Amen. Every time I feel like I've arrived, the Lord opens another door and shows me something in my life. He doesn't show me it in your life. He shows me it in my life. And he takes us from glory to glory, even as by his Spirit, okay? So he's cleansing us, but he says to us in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 24, "Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. For ye were as sheep going astray," past tense, "but are now returned unto the shepherd and the bishop of your souls." So this brings us to the pinky finger, is the access to receive. John 14. You might say, "Pastor, why are you doing this?" I'm doing this because the Lord said to do it. I'm just being obedient. Amen. And all of us have to give an account to him, not to me. All right? But Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way,
by me."
Amen. So repeat after me. Say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto me. Nobody cometh unto the Father.
Except by me.
Were you correct? Just see if you're paying attention. How much does that pay? How much does that pay?
It pays a lot to me.
It does? Hallelujah. So the door to heaven is found in John 10. Jesus is the access. Oops. I must have been jumping around. Jesus said, verse number 9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Which brings us to the decision. In Romans chapter 5, verse number 1. The Apostle Paul said this. He said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Amen? Amen? We're hitting the target. On the target that God gave us, the bullseye was full circle church. The red area around it was our community. The next line around was the nation, and the next area was the world. And God wants them all. And God called you and anointed you and appointed you for a time such as now. You're not here by happenstance. You're not here by mistake. You're here because the Holy Spirit, through the Father, drew you here to hear what He has for you. Amen. And no matter what your ministry is, whether it's children's church or women's ministry, men's ministry, teacher, the gospel goes everywhere. If you're a street evangelist, whatever it is, if you're a worship leader, you're a singer, the gospel goes with it all. Amen. So can we all just stand? Thank you. Can we lift our hands to heaven? Father, I thank you for every man, woman, and child in this room. I thank you that you placed a call on each and every one of their lives, Father God, and the call is irrevocable. It has not changed. So, Father God, as this word is sown into their hearts tonight, Father God, I pray that you germinate it by the Spirit, Father God, and it begins to produce fruit. May they open their mouths boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel to others, Father God. There's family members that they've been praying for. And if they just ask them for a moment of their time, if they'll give them the opportunity to share the gospel, they may stand in amazement at what takes place. So, Father God, I praise you and give you glory for each and every one. And each and every one that's here, Father, has great value and great worth. There is no one expendable, but everyone has value. And I bind every lie of the adversary that tried to steal value from your children in Jesus' name. May they walk with their head held high because of who they belong to. In Jesus' name we ask these things. Amen and amen. Love them.